it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of the Daily Ticket. It's for Friday. It's the 10th. It's 2024, and it's May. What a miss. I don't think anything. How you doing? How's everybody doing? I hope good. Weekend is officially upon us. The bad weather is behind us. Yesterday stunk. Tigers are back in town. Maybe they can forget about that 1-5 road trip, actually figure out how to hit the baseball. Justin Verlander looking to pitch on Mother's Day, it seems like. That's going to be cool. I hope he doesn't no-hit the Tigers. Usually, Detroit does pretty good against JV. I think JV probably underestimates these awful bats, and the Tigers will get a couple runs, a couple hits, I'm sure. I hope. Tigers need to start winning. As much as I trash them, and yesterday I trashed AJ Hinch, a lot of you disagree. But as much as I trash them, I do want them to win. It would be nice to have a summer where we could watch Tiger baseball, talk about Tiger baseball, have them be relevant all the way till, dare I say, August? Is that too much to ask? You know, what does get lost, and I'm part of this, I'm rather negative. I think I have every right to be. But what does get lost is there's still one game above 500. So I'm going to forget about the road trip. I'm going to forget about the awful managing mistakes. I'm going to forget about what I witnessed on Wednesday at Progressive Field, and we're going to move on. Not that they give a damn what I think, but we're going to move on. Big series this weekend. Astros in town. They're off to a dreadful start. See if the Tigers can take advantage. Good. Good. Did you finish your Mother's Day shopping? I hope so. I'm still working on mine. Such a pain. I think I'm just going to go get myself a gift certificate for a massage. Give it to my wife. That should be good enough, I feel, right? I hope. I don't know. I'll let you know how it goes on Monday. Anyway, yesterday I promised you Brad Holmes. He was on the morning show with Costa and Jansen. I thought it was interesting. There was a couple of questions that I thought went unasked, though. I thought, for the most part, Jim, John did a great job. However, I would have loved them to ask how Brad Holmes felt being called arrogant by an unnamed executive in that Athletic article. Now, that would have been fascinating. That would have been fantastic. Have Brad Holmes answers that. I'm sure he has thoughts on it. I guarantee you he saw it. Like, there's no question about that. That was one question. The other question, and I don't know if he would answer this or if he could answer this, but it would have been cool to ask about Jake Bates, the kicker from the Michigan Panthers. That would have been cool. I mean, this dude routinely cranking 65, 67-yard field goals effortlessly. He should be a Lion. Plays at Ford Field like every Sunday. Now, that doesn't mean the Lions have the upper hand to get him. Other NFL teams reportedly are interested. However, they need a kicker. Michael Badgley ain't the answer. So those are the two questions I might have asked. But other than that, it was a great interview, I thought. And I want to play you the best from Brad Holmes. And I think the one thing that we worry about and wonder about the most is the quarterback. Now, I, Jeff Rieger, admit, I think I was wrong. A couple days ago, we did a podcast about who needs who more. The Lions needing Jared Goff more, Goff needing the Lions more. And I did say in that podcast, I'm starting to wonder if Brad Holmes even wants Jared Goff back. Last year of his deal. Got to sign him up. Maybe he holds out. If you don't, you could franchise him. But if you don't sign him, it could turn a little contentious. Hell, he drafted Hendon Hooker in the third round. Maybe he chooses to use Hendon Hooker. Would be cheaper. could sign more of your own players back. I started to wonder, I did, if Brad Holmes was falling out of love with Jared Goff. Well, I'm happy to report he's not. I'm happy to report I worried for nothing. Take a listen. Jim Costa asking Brad Holmes, what's going on with the Jared Goff negotiations?
Brad, you guys were excited to announce the extensions of Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell right before the draft. It was kind of fitting, right, guys that you had drafted. Adam Schefter the same day reported that no Goff extension was, quote, imminent, that you guys have talked, but it's not close. Is that a fair assessment? What update can you give us? I know it takes two sides, but just your side. Do you want to get it done this offseason, or are you cool waiting?
Yeah, I mean, well, look, first and foremost, you know, he's earned an extension, and it's important. It's a high priority for us, and both sides are working really, really hard. And these things just take time, you know. And this working on not only trying to get an extension done with him, but, you know, like you said, Penei and Saint, it's not something that we waited until after the season, you know, like the whole process of budgeting and preparation and all that, that kind of goes into, we've been preparing for a while. And look, in a perfect world, we'd have had all three of them done. Bang, 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 you know, but these things just kind of take a while, especially with the quarterback market. But I do have faith that it's going to get done.
So that sounds pretty promising, doesn't it? I mean, he wanted to announce all three at the same time, talking about St. Brown and Sewell and Jared Goff. That would have brought the house down. That would have been exceptional. But I get it. I mean, when you're re-signing Sewell and St. Brown, those are your own players. They're not quarterbacks. With Jared Goff, he's been around much longer. There's way more data to comb over, right? So I do think it's more complex for sure. I think it's great. He said it was a priority. He wants Jared Goff to be inked up, and I think it's fantastic because Jared Goff gave a lot to this team over the last couple of years, especially last year, and I think he's great for this team, this city, and this offense, and it alleviates my fear that Brad Holmes simply didn't want him back. But there's more. John Jansen followed up about the Jared Goff negotiations. Take a listen.
I think fans would probably like they'd love more insight to everything.
Of course.
But in regards to the complexity of the deal with Jared Goff, it's not as easy as two guys coming off of rookie contracts and extending them. This is a guy where there's a lot of numbers and there's a lot mm-hmm. of cap consideration. How much more difficult is the Goff extension than the ones were for Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown?
Yeah, I mean, there's some uniqueness there, you know, in some different areas. But still, you know, he's performed at a high level. And, you know, you look at what the results have been, and we still feel good about where he's at. So, yeah, he's not, you know, one of the guys that was recently drafted and all that stuff, but that's even better because we even have more of a body of work to examine and analyze. So but yeah, no, all those things, you know you look at all of it, but again, we've done a lot of work. Again, both sides have, we've done a lot of work. Dialogue has been consistent. You know, there hasn't been just dead periods and all that stuff. So We've been talking, and, you know, again, I do have faith through all the, you know, looking at all the numbers, and, you know, you got to think about, you know, what can we do now and what can we do, what are the impacts on the future as well. And we look at all of it because we said all along that, you know, when Dan and I first got here, we're looking to build sustained success, and that's still the goal.
So by all accounts, it's going to happen. Just a matter of when it's going to happen. I got to believe it's going to be before training camp. We know mini camp is just around the corner. But Jared Goff's going to be your quarterback. So it's bad news for anybody that wants Hendon Hooker to take over or wants a more mobile quarterback. But it's good news for everybody that was chanting Jared Goff in a local Myers or a Walmart or a minor league hockey game. Like, I was starting to worry that maybe Holmes had no interest in bringing Goff back. Now, I do speculate a little bit here. Now, I will speculate a little bit here. Don't you get the feeling that the ball is now in Goff's court? That's what it seems like. Holmes wants him back. The Lions want him back. Now it's up to Goff and his camp. That's how I'm reading this, at least from what Brad Holmes said. What do you think? Hit me up in the comment section. So I thought Jim Costa asked a brilliant question to Brad Holmes. It was the last question of the interview. And we know, we've covered it on the Daily Ticket. Sheila Ford Hamp at the uniform unveilings a couple weeks ago said she wants to hoist the Lombardi. Those are Super Bowl expectations. And it's a great thing. I mean, dude, we have no expectations in sports in this town. You got Nusi Lalonde over there for the Red Wings saying, we might not make it back to almost making the playoffs. You got Scotty Harris, the president of baseball operations for the Tigers, saying, we haven't earned the right to talk about the postseason. Give me a break. Sheila Ford Hamp, the owner of the Lions, said Lombardi. But she's the owner. It's a little different with the GM. A lot of people don't want to put expectations out there simply because you hold them to it. I mean, let's be honest. Al Avila stood in front of us all and said, the rebuild is over. And then Al Avila's job was over because he got whacked. So when you set expectations, there is a chance you don't meet them. And when you don't meet them, there's a chance you might lose your job. Now, Brad Holmes ain't going anywhere, obviously. But I love this about him. Last year, he said, we should win the NFC North. They did. This year, he was asked by Costa about the Super Bowl. Is that this team's expectation? Take a listen.
Ton of excitement around this football team. Sheila talked about Super Bowl at the jersey unveil. Is that an expectation for this team? Do you embrace that? Is that your expectation?
Yeah, you know, the expectation's always been from day one to continually get better every single year. And I believe we've done that every single year since we've been here. And so getting to the NFC Championship, you know, the next step would be to be in the Super Bowl. So I think that would be definitely the goal, and that's what we've done. So that's definitely going to be our aim for sure.
All right, so that cut should fire you up. It fires me up. I just got off the radio. It's like 10:27 on a Thursday night, and I did 3 straight hours, I kid you not, about what fans are fearful of, considering now that you got Super Bowl expectations, what's going to derail you? And I got calls from anything like the officials are going to fuck us, to the schedule is so much harder, to Jordan Love owns the NFC North. I'll ask you, if you want to hit me up in the comment section, feel free. Like, what is your biggest fear? Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, this regime have done an awesome job of building a Super Bowl contender. Now, will they make it back? I have no idea. That's the tough part. You still got to play the games. But I've never seen a Lions team ever, ever poised to defend a deep run from the year before. Go back to the 90s. It was, hey, we got an easy schedule. We make the playoffs with Wayne Fonts. The next year, expectations, tougher schedule, we blow. Always. Go back to the Stafford era, 2011, 2014, 2016. Those were the playoff years. Always lost in the first playoff game, didn't make it back in the next year. Never back-to-back playoffs. This is the best chance in my lifetime to have back-to-back playoffs. And I think it's more than the playoffs. It's now NFC title game 1 year, hopefully Super Bowl the next. I don't know if they'll make it back. But Brad Holmes has done a hell of a job of putting you in a position to make it back. So let me know, what is your biggest fear? Is it the officials? Is it the NFC North? Is it a tough schedule? Is it injuries? Is it the defense? I mean, let me know. I'm curious what you have to say. Hell, maybe next week we'll do an entire podcast about it. But I love that comment by Brad Holmes. Super Bowl expectations. If they don't make the Super Bowl, what are you going to do? But if they fall really short, that's going to be a ridiculous disappointment. I love the expectations are out there. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. I dig that comment. So, anyway, Those are the big three comments, I think, from Brad Holmes from The Morning Show and Costa and Jansen. Good interview. You can go to their podcast and listen to the entire interview, but I wanted to play you those three cuts and give you a little comment on each of the cuts. In the meantime, let's hit some comments from yesterday's podcast and then send you on your merry way to a hopefully enjoyable weekend. So yesterday's podcast was all about A.J. Hinch, the skipper for the Tigers. And I'm sick and tired of this man getting a free pass. We blame everybody else. Scott Harris, Javi Baez, Spencer Torkelson. We talked about it yesterday. Nobody ever, it seems like, talks about A.J. Hinch. Here's the comments. Here's what people are saying. At Turbo 6592, A.J. Hinch doesn't care about winning. This guy needs to go. I was not expecting that. How about at Captain Chris 6888? Couldn't agree more. Great point of view, Jeff. Oh, thank you. This is going swimmingly, actually. How about this one? At Paul St. Pierre 9082. I believe in the last four games, Torkelson is hitting .400 with a couple of doubles. Maybe he's turning a corner. I don't know. I don't think he's hitting .400, but he's hitting better for sure, without a doubt. You're right about that. How about this one? At Bill Ventimiglia, 3016. He only has to stay in three batters, not a whole inning. Yes, so I screwed that up from yesterday's podcast. I was talking about Andrew Chafin. I was talking about relievers. I said you got to stay in for three innings, not three batters. That's my bad. I misspoke. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And then one more for you. How about this one? At Brian Lucid, 3262, Reese Olson needs to demand to be traded. He won't command a good return for him right now, namely a professional hitter. He has to be frustrated as hell as he's pitching his ass off. And he gets no run support. Reese Olson's been great. Problem is, his record stinks because the Tigers' bats, for some reason or another, don't hit when Reese Olson is on the mound. However, Reese, don't take it personally because usually the Tigers' bats don't hit anyway. So what are you going to do? Anyway, that's going to do it for the Daily Ticket, guys. Please subscribe, rate, review, all that kind of good stuff. We'll join you on Monday. Tell you how Mother's Day went. Maybe the Tigers won a series. All kinds of fun stuff to talk about. So we'll do that on Monday. Enjoy the weekend. Treat your mom nice and go have a drink or something. I need one right now, I feel. All right. Goodbye, everybody. See ya.